USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is getting a first-hand look at tornado damage in the Nashville area. Visiting one devastated neighborhood, President Trump says some families have been entirely wiped out.
We're going to see some of the people that really survived, some not in good shape and some in very good shape, incredibly in good shape.
The president stressed the federal government will do everything possible to help the victims recover. At least 24 people were killed in the devastating tornadoes this week. A better-than-expected jobs report is out. The U.S. created 273,000 jobs in February, which blew away more than the 165,000 economists predicted. Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow tells CNBC the U.S. economy is looking sound, and no one should panic about the economy. The Dow finishes the week off 255 points to finish at 25,865. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they could help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump has signed a more than $8 billion funding package to help fight the coronavirus outbreak. The president also touring the CDC facility in Atlanta, Georgia. Following the CDC visit, the president will head to Florida for a fundraiser. Former President Bill Clinton is opening up in a new series on Hulu. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton saying he had an affair with then White House intern Monica Lewinsky as a way to manage his anxiety. That revelation comes in a new Hulu series about his wife titled Hillary. In it, the 73-year-old Clinton remembers when he had to tell Hillary Clinton about that affair with Lewinsky.
She said, well, you have to go tell your daughter. She said, that's worse than me. And so I did that, which was awful.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Afghanistan should stand on its own. That's according to President Trump, who defended the deal that could lead to U.S. troops being pulled out of the country. The president says you can only hold someone's hand for so long. The president's comments coming from the White House on Friday. Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus, USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has an update of another cruise ship in quarantine.
Coronavirus concerns continue. Some 3,500 people on board the Grand Princess cruise ship sitting about 70 miles off the coast of San Francisco. Well, some of the folks on board will now be tested for the virus now that a California Air National Guard helicopter dropping off test kits onto the vessel. The concern, three passengers on the ship's prior cruise to Mexico had the virus, and one of those three people, an elderly man, passed away. Now, some of the passengers on that cruise continued onto this cruise, but were never tested. Vice President Mike Pence heads up the White House Task Force on the Coronavirus.
We're focused very much on a cruise ship just off the California coast today. The Coast Guard delivered a sufficient number of tests for the passengers on that ship. But as more Americans take an interest in this or have concerns about this, we want to make sure they have access to a coronavirus test as well.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.